ABC Radio Australia.
This week, another plane will bring around 100 workers from Vanuatu to Australia. They'll spend 2 weeks in hotel quarantine before they head out to farms. That process has become the norm in this era of COVID-19, when Australia's international border is still officially shut. But with Australian farmers needing as many as 26,000 workers to help them harvest their crops, workers from the Pacific and Timor-Leste are being allowed in. But not enough people, and not quickly enough, according to many in the industry here in Australia, like Kane Bush, who recently had to destroy 50,000 celery plants because he didn't have enough workers to harvest the crop when it was ready.
Yeah, we're standing here in a field of celery that we've just chopped into the ground just because we couldn't get across it soon enough to meet the orders. And due to the shortage of labour we're experiencing at the moment, we've just chopped in 50,000 celery plants. Worth about $150,000.
The Australian government has capped the number of people who can arrive from overseas because they all have to go into hotel quarantine. But now there's been a push for quarantine facilities to be set up specifically for Pacific workers in regional parts of Australia. The Agriculture Minister in the state of New South Wales, Adam Marshall, is one of those who wants it to happen.
There was a proposal put to have a national ag worker quarantine facility where instead of flying the ag workers in through Brisbane, Sydney and Melbourne airports where you hit the international arrival cap, we have a facility outside of those capital cities where we can fly by charter flight the ag workers direct to that quarantine facility and actually quarantine those people there, which is closer to their final destination of work anyway.
But there are also other ideas on the table. The Vanuatu government has three, in fact, that it argues could save a lot of money and also have hundreds of workers on planes within days. One of those proposals is to quarantine workers at home before they fly to Australia in its resorts that are otherwise sitting empty without tourists. But Australian Sean Gilchrist, who used to be the president of the Vanuatu Chamber of Commerce and is now a seasonal worker representative for the Vanuatu government in Victoria, says so far none of their ideas are being taken up by Australian officials.
There's been a number of official communications that have been sent from the Vanuatu government, specifically from the Deputy Prime Minister, to those various Australian governments. The responses so far we've received, so letters have gone to the Victorian Premier and Ministers Associated, Commonwealth Ministers for Pacific Islands Health and Agriculture, to the National Cabinet, which includes all state and territory chief ministers, and recently to the incoming or the new Victorian Agriculture Minister. So we've received responses from the federal government, from Maurice Payne and Alex Hawke back in November, and likewise we received a letter from the Premier of Victoria, Daniel Andrews, in November also. They were very courteous responses, acknowledging the interest and support of Vanuatu and the willingness of state and federal governments to work with them. However, to this point in time, that's been the extent of the communication back to the Vanuatu government.
And what does the Vanuatu government think of this, considering it has been quite a few months? The first letter was sent back in September, October of last year, and the fact that quite a few Australian farmers are really calling on the Australian government to get something moving because there is a big fear of a shortage of workers here in Australia.
But I can't comment on the official statement from the Vanuatu government with respect to where this is at. What I can say is that they are very keen to see this progress forward and progress forward rapidly. Their economy has been devastated. You know, 40% of it's effectively been cut off overnight as a result of tourism. So they want to see Ni Vanuatu engaged in SWP and the PLS program, which is the larger program over an extended period of time, but for hospitality. They would like to see this up and running as soon as possible. They will throw every possible resource at it to achieve this in the shortest possible time.
We were talking just before about the, reports or calls for potentially a regional quarantine area for seasonal workers in a place like Mildura. Would the Vanuatu government be on board with a regional quarantine facility here in Australia or developments around that?
Absolutely, they would be. The Vanuatu would also consider doing exactly that in Port Vila. The other thing that we've got to consider at the moment is the getting the number of seasonal workers here. So yeah, Vanuatu makes up 42% of all seasonal workers that come in to the country, whereas the likes of Fiji make up 2%. So logic would state that a country like Vanuatu would be ideal to host a regional hub if that was appropriate and acceptable to the federal government and state and territories here. Otherwise, yes, I do not believe there would be any problem from the Vanuatu government's perspective of having a regional quarantine centre here in Australia, be that Mildura or anywhere, that would allow seasonal workers to be quarantined directly here.
I suppose one of the biggest issues, of course, is the fear of bringing any sort of COVID into Australia. It could be a barrier for especially here in Victoria, for Victorian government officials, where Victoria had to go into a very severe lockdown last year, dealing with hundreds of cases of COVID. However, Vanuatu is COVID-free at the moment and really has been, although apart from one quarantined return traveller. Do you think Vanuatu could be established as a green zone in terms of COVID, as Australia has classified New Zealand a green zone, in order to streamline that ability of seasonal workers to travel to Australia?
Absolutely. And I think you just hit it on the head. You know, the only case that Vanuatu has had since borders closed, point blank, but since borders closed for them in March last year, was a returning Vanuatu citizen. And that was managed effectively within quarantine, identified and managed, and there's been no community transmission. So, yeah, absolutely. Vanuatu should be considered as a green zone country, and we should be expediting this as soon as possible. There's no justification as to why we are not sitting and having dialogue around this right now.
In what I was reading in the Weekly Times, I think, was talking about having Air Vanuatu itself fly the seasonal workers from Vanuatu over to Australia, and that in that way could really expand the amount of people who can come over, you know, in one flight or in multiple flights. Just sort of turning quickly to the topic of tourism, you said that Vanuatu has been devastated in its tourism sector by COVID, and I'm sure the airline itself has also been really impacted by this. How much of a boost would it be to perhaps instigate that idea of Air Vanuatu flying its seasonal workers back and forth?
Absolutely. So Air Vanuatu is 100% owned by the Vanuatu government. It's an SOE. They could implement that immediately. We've secured it at that end, flights of 161 passengers per flight. So that possibility is real and in front of us right now, and it would have a major impact on Vanuatu as a whole in terms of income. What that also does is also allows cheaper importation of goods into Vanuatu, which is also a problem at the moment. You've seen cost of freight increase 300%+, remembering that most products that aren't growing physically there are flowing into the country. So it's having a flow-on economic impact to the average Ni Vanuatu in the shops as well.
Sean Gilchrist, who's liaising on behalf of the Vanuatu government trying to get more workers into Australia, speaking with me there.